Each day in the U.S., millions of gallons of diesel fuel are burned to power trucks, construction equipment, industrial machines, and to heat homes. This releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, contributing to global warming, and depletes limited crude oil reserves. Biodiesel is a clean, renewable energy source that can be produced from a variety of sources, including vegetable oils, seed oils, and animal fats. Many species of algae have also been shown to be a high-quality source of oil for biodiesel. Currently, algae is grown for production of high-value chemicals used in cosmetics, health food additives, and dietary supplements. Unfortunately, current growing methods using man-made growth media are much too expensive to compete with petroleum-based diesel fuel. To solve this problem, municipal wastewater has recently emerged as a potential growth media. At Rochester Institute of Technology, a team of researchers and I have been experimenting with growing algae on wastewater in the lab for the past couple years. The results have been very promising, and we are now scaling up to a larger experimental setup. Growing algae on wastewater provides a symbiotic relationship. The wastewater offers a very low-cost yet nutrient-rich media on which the algae can grow. The algae absorb the nutrients at the same time, cleaning the wastewater. The end result is cleaner water and algae that can be used to produce biodiesel. The fuel produced from algae is also important because it is carbon neutral. This way, no new carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere, helping to slow global warming.